Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Diet, Drugs, and Dopamine by David A. Kessler. Sophie, I have to say, this book really changed how I think about why I reach for a bag of chips at 10 p.m. Is it just me?
Hi there, Sam. No, it's definitely not just you. Kessler's argument is that we're not weak-willed. Our brains are wired for scarcity, but we've created an environment of abundance that hijacks that wiring. It's a powerful perspective.
Right. He talks about conditioned hypereating. It's not just about being hungry. It's about food that's engineered to override our satiety signals.
Exactly. He calls those foods hyperpalatable, high in sugar, fat, and salt. The food industry has spent decades perfecting the combination that lights up our dopamine receptors like a Christmas tree.
And that's the dopamine part. He explains that these foods trigger a dopamine release way beyond what whole foods do. Over time, your brain downregulates its receptors, so you need more and more to get the same satisfaction.
That's the classic addiction mechanism. He draws a direct line between that and substance abuse. The same neural pathways are involved whether it's Oreos or opioids.
That blew my mind. I mean, I knew processed food wasn't great, but I didn't realize it was literally rewiring my brain.
And it's not just food. Kessler talks about conditioned cues, the smell of popcorn, a fast food logo, even an emotional state. Those triggers become powerful drivers of craving, long after the behavior is supposedly gone.
Yeah, he says the cues lie dormant and can pop up at any moment. That's why dieting is so hard. You avoid sugar for months, then you see a birthday cake and suddenly you're ravenous.
And he connects it to stress. The dopamine system is linked to our stress response, so when we're anxious or down, we turn to comfort foods to regulate emotions. It becomes a negative reinforcement cycle.
So the problem isn't just personal. He calls it a toxic food environment. The industry designs products to be addictive. It's not a conspiracy, it's just market forces.
Right, and he doesn't let us off the hook either. He says the solution is awareness, but also restructuring your environment. He advocates for a structured approach, planning meals, avoiding trigger foods entirely.
And finding alternative rewards. Exercise, social connection, creative work, those can provide healthy dopamine hits. But he's realistic. The modern world isn't changing anytime soon.
One thing I loved is his emphasis on reclaiming agency. He says we've been living under the illusion of free choice, but once we understand the forces at play, we can start making truly conscious decisions.
Yeah, it's not about perfection. It's about understanding the mechanisms and working with them. He shares his own struggles with weight, which made it feel very relatable.
He also touches on public health. He points to tobacco campaigns as a model, but acknowledges the power of the industries that profit from addiction. It's a systemic issue.
For me, the biggest takeaway is that willpower isn't the answer. You have to change your environment and your cues. That's actually freeing because it removes the shame.
And if you want to dive deeper into books like this, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app. It has over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, all for just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
That's a great deal. So, Sophie, what's the one sentence you'd leave us with from this book?
I'd say, understanding how your brain's reward system works is the first step to freeing yourself from the cycle of craving and consumption. We'll see you in the next one.